Hey, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and you're listening to me. This is not a podcast, this is just an audio boo. And actually, I am listening to me. I don't know if you can hear this in the background. Listen here.
Stirring this stuff up. And I use a wooden spoon.
I don't know if you can hear that, but that's me, actually. It's episode one of the Catholic Foodie. I don't know what in the world has possessed me to listen to episode one of the Catholic Foodie again. Actually, I think I do. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Catholic Foodie. I'm going to turn this down a little bit, too, so I can hear myself think. But goodness gracious, I can't believe it's been 1 year. But I'm listening back to episode one of the Catholic Foodie, which, of course, was recorded right around Thanksgiving time, right after Thanksgiving, just like tomorrow. It's going to be the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Anyway, what do I have going on? First of all, I've got a stock going. I've got my turkey stock going right now, and I am preparing to make a gumbo. I tweeted and Facebooked and plurked and all that good stuff earlier that I was getting my stock going. And, you know, I got it. It's pretty simple getting it all together, and I thought, you know what? This has been so easy, and I've got a little extra time. I'm going to go ahead and get the gumbo going as well. Now, we're not going to eat gumbo tonight. I think tonight we're going to have something a little more special because tomorrow is not only the one-year anniversary of the Catholic Foodie, it's also Char's birthday. So we're going to do something special. We're thinking about taking the kids out to see the movie Old Dogs tonight. That's the plan. That's the plan. We're gonna try to get everything together here. She also would love to have lobster for dinner, and we're trying to see if we could find some lobsters to go pick up. But of course, time is of the essence here, so I'm trying to keep myself occupied by getting this gumbo going, and that way tomorrow, on the big day where I think I'm gonna have Char with me the entire episode. Tomorrow on Ustream, by the way, 3 p.m. At sqpn.ning.com. sqpnconnect.ning.com. She should be with me the entire episode. Matter of fact, I'm trying to borrow an extra mic cable so I could plug a mic in for her. So anyway, that's going to be exciting. And so we're going to be celebrating not only the anniversary, but also her birthday. Hopefully do the lobster tonight. And if I do the gumbo, get the gumbo going, then I don't have to worry about cooking tomorrow. All we have to do is go to Mass and celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, and then come back and get ready to do episode 50 of the Catholic Foodie, and celebrate with all the listeners, hopefully with you, all the listeners, and also the viewers there on what is Ustream, but also sqpnconnect.ning.com. So I hope that you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I'm still full from the other day, actually. So I'm chopping up my bell peppers here. And let's see, what else? I want to say, oh, that's right. On tomorrow's episode, I would love to play some feedback of early episodes. Like, you know, what do you think? What was your favorite thing maybe this year? The thing that maybe entertained you or maybe even inspired you this past year? Something from the Catholic Foodie, something we talked about, or maybe something I referred you to, or something. I'd love to find out what you think as we get to this first year. And also, maybe even get some input from you as to what you hope to see in the coming year. That would be really cool as well. So please give me a call at 985-635-4974. 985-635-4974 before, I'd say maybe 2 o'clock Central Time tomorrow afternoon. And we go on live at 3 p.m. Central tomorrow. So that'll give me about an hour to kind of get myself organized with any feedback that you leave. Anyway, I hope to hear from you, and until tomorrow, bon appetit.